This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I am in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. I've died and gone to heaven. I'm
is there bacon there?
I've not found the bacon yet. I know there is bacon.
Well, you just got there. You'll find it, yeah.
I smell it, but I 210 acres, beautiful, western Minnesota, rolling hills, and there's tractors everywhere. There's salt of the earth people here, and there's some amazing food here. I know because it's the aroma is wafting in here. The only problem I have is I evidently have some sort of fashion faux pas and a wardrobe malfunction, and I can't figure out why. It must be a western Minnesota thing. That's what Phil Parker said anyway.
A wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah, you know, like you remember what's her name there that had that wardrobe malfunction? Mine's a little lower. Mine's in the
feet. I was going to say,
if
a guy's boob pops out, it's okay. But
all right, I didn't need that word. But anyway, it has to do with my footwear. So just check out the Facebook page, and I tagged you too, so you're in there too. So
a wardrobe malfunction with your footwear, unless there's some sign that says, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Well, here's the deal. Whoever figures this out today on the program, and they call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, free pie on me wherever you live. I'll come to you wherever the best pie is in your town, and we'll have
up
it.
In the Andy today.
Yeah, I'm hoping selfishly that it's somebody that lives near a village inn because there's free pie on Wednesday, and I'll schedule it on Wednesday. But that's a different show. That's a different story. But in all seriousness, you decide what it is that help me understand why they're staring at my shoes, other than the fact they are beautiful Sanooks from Myers Department Store in downtown Watford City, by the way. Maybe it's the jeans. Maybe they're, you know, those. Do you have any Jacob Davis jeans, Todd? Or silver jeans? Or?
I do not.
No, yeah. I'm
a walking fashion faux pas here.
For me, I would wear a gunny sack, but my wife, she knows, so she like always picking out.
Oh, your wife wants the tight jeans? Is that's the deal?
Yeah, okay. I don't think
now tight I know where it comes from at least.
I think it's just somewhat fashionable. Not the. I'd be still wearing Sedgefield if it was up to me. You know what I'm saying? Remember those? Was it Sedgefield? I can't remember. Anyway, that's unimportant.
Hey,
we have a busy program today. There has been some big time news since we were last on the air. The biggest of which is that Senator Heidi Heitkamp is voting with President Obama on the Iran deal. Now, we spent yesterday getting an incredible education from the chairman of the House Affairs Foreign Affairs Committee. A fellow by the name of Ed Royce from California. I learned a ton. And I didn't come away from that interview more comfortable about this deal. And meanwhile, then later in the day, we learned that she's voting for it. So I have a few reasons why I believe that happened, and I'd like to know what you think is going on from it as well. Donald Trump signs the pledge. How about that? And yesterday holds a press conference and is classic Donald Trump again. I want you to, if you didn't see it, try and find it online, what Donald Trump did in announcing this, and then imagine Hillary Clinton doing what he's doing in taking any question anybody would ask. For that matter, any politician. I mean, he's getting asked about Tom Brady and the Deflategate. He's getting asked about the immigration issues, and he was there to talk about something else. Didn't care. It was unbelievable. So it really was. So that was pretty big too. But I also want to spend a little time today talking about getting back to a time in this country, not just in politics, not just in the usual battles, but getting back to a time in this country when you had a work ethic and an understanding of what it took to do anything, build a town, build a family, like you find when you come to places like this, the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Because we are going back in time a little bit here, and you know what? It's a breath of fresh air. It really is. And that's the fun part about being here. Mark Kirkfleet and Clint Adams are with me. And Mark is actually the president of the board of directors of the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Mark, thanks for having us out here. We appreciate it very much, by the way.
Thanks for coming, Scott.
And Clint, it's good to see you as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Certainly. Nice to meet you.
Clint is going to tell us about the showcase for 2015. It's blacksmithing this year. But, Mark, I want to start with you. I mean, how many years have you been part of what's going on out here?
34. I think this year's 34 years. Probably really active, about a third of that, and really, really active the last 10 or so.
What was the first time you ever set foot on these grounds?
1978. I was here. A friend of mine, you lived in Hutchinson, Minnesota at the time, and a friend of mine brought me up here, John Deere Collector, and later on I moved up to the area so I could get more active, and the rest is history.
You moved here just to be a better part of the
community. Yeah, I wish that was the reason, but it ended up being a nice benefit anyway.
What do you, if folks listening that have no idea what happens here, obviously you say a steam threshers reunion and people understand what's happening, but what's special about this one?
The whole thing started with steam back in 1954, and that's kind of where the name comes from. But since then, we've branched out into so many other areas. You know, there's gas tractors, there are big gas tractors. We got a lot of railroad stuff represented, all steam. Now we've got our newest area is a construction area, and we've got four operational steam shovels out there, again, steam. Ladies' activities, there's things going on with style shows, period style shows, lot of activities for kids. If folks come out, you need to buy a season pass because you buy a day pass, and you'll just buy another day pass tomorrow. You can't see it all in a day. And then, of course, this year we're featuring Clint and his group here, the blacksmiths, and they're going to put on a show showing us how things were done pre-machine shop days, and, I mean, you know, way back, turn of the century and a little past kind of things.
I want to hear about the blacksmithing this year, just so folks come in for this. But are you aware of anything like this? I mean, there's 210 acres here. I mean,
there's other shows, but we're definitely the best, no question. You know, there's one other that might be a little bigger in the country, but that one's a little more commercial. I think we're the biggest all-volunteer show in the United States.
In the United States. Exactly. And regionally, are there ones? I know there's hear about them over.
Oh, yeah. There's other threshing bees all over the area. I'm going to another one next weekend and another one 2 weeks from now down in Andover, South Dakota, and up in New Rockford.
So. Clint, how long you been coming out here?
17 years.
Wow. You like this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of it?
The people. The people of the nice, friendly atmosphere. It's really family friendly.
It is. I really truly believe that. I mean, it's just it brings it back to a different time and place, without question. Now, this year's showcase is blacksmithing and metalworkers.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Well, we've got blacksmiths from all over the country, as far away as California, Washington, Montana. We've got a few smiths from Canada who came down. We've brought in all sorts of equipment, and we've got people demonstrating their skills.
And that goes all day, every day?
Yep.
And we should tell folks that, you know, this is the first day, so there's plenty of time. This goes through Monday. What time do you end up? Crank it. Go and tell on Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah.
The afternoon parade, things start winding on pretty quick after 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we try to, the train will run till 5 o'clock on Monday. We try to put on a full show Monday. What we run into is, you know, there's people that exhibit that have to travel, you know, and, of course, you know, they're going hundreds of miles to get back home. But we do our best to give everybody a good show on Monday.
Everybody talks about the train. What is the train?
Well, we've got a Soo Line locomotive 23, I think, something like that. Steam locomotive. They pull half a dozen cars and give people rides on our 2.5-mile track that goes round and around the showgrounds. Makes two stops, one on each end of the showgrounds where you can board and get back off again. And it's definitely a highlight, one of the highlights.
There's tractor parades. My son's going to take his 44 John Deere LA out here pretty quick and be
there,
in the parade.
There you go.
Looking forward
Perfect.
To that.
Perfect.
Anything else, Clint, you want to tell us about the demonstrations and what are you most looking forward to?
Well, we've got a wide time range of demonstrators. We've got a fellow down doing Viking era smithing all the way through the 1930s and 40s. Nice machine shop, a foundry. Just a full range of skills available.
You know, blacksmithers and the like were part of the founding of this country, right? I mean, the people that were blacksmithers were also, you know, the Revere Raiders. I mean, you know, this is so integral to the foundation of everything, about this country.
John Deere was a blacksmith.
Yeah.
You know, invented the plow. Yeah. That's what got that whole company started. So
amazing. And metalworking, other metalworking going on too?
Yes, we've got a line shaft machine shop, line shaft power, the foundry pouring aluminum castings, and just a wide variety of things going on.
Well, you got me all fired up now. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Mark, thanks for the time. Mark Kirkfleet, by the way, is the president here. Clint Adams heading up the blacksmithing and metalworking with us from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion that goes through Monday. I was going to say Sunday, but it's Monday Labor Day at Rolog, Minnesota. It's about a 40-minute drive from Fargo-Moorhead. So
Fargo or Fergus Falls or Detroit Lakes, it's all, we're kind of right in the middle of the triangle there.
Exactly right, and it is absolutely beautiful out here, 210 acres. A lot of volunteers make this happen, I know, and folks come in, so kudos to everybody involved. Parade coming up in about 45 minutes, which they, by the way, announced. So you'll hear the parade as we do the show today. So
exactly. Yep.
All right, guys, thanks a bunch.
You bet.
Good
thanks,
to talk
Scott.
To you. You bet. More coming up from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. Get to your calls next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. From the mothership, the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100, The Flag, which covers western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. KLTC in Dickinson at 1460 on your radio dial. And KTGO 1090, right there in Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, North Dakota. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is fired up and ready to go at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can. North Dakota Oil does. Every darn day. Jobs. Contributing much to our national security. If you want to find out about what's happening in North Dakota, and also about the foreign, I want to say influence, I want to say impacts from international events and what that means for North Dakota, you want to be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Coming up 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Fargo, North Dakota. Steve Moore, Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, who's written a brand new book coming out soon called Fueling Freedom, will be the keynote speaker at that particular event. NorthDakotaOilCan.com for four more information. All right, so I am curious what you think about Donald Trump signing the pledge. I'm curious about what you think about Senator Heidi Heitkamp voting yes on the Iran bill. Tell me what it means. Tim and Edgley, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
What's on my mind today is this lady in Kentucky that was jailed for her religious convictions, and yet we have a former Secretary of State, this despicable Clinton woman that's violated the security of the country, is still allowed to run loose and vote and run for president yet. That's what's on my mind.
Yeah, there's a lot there, isn't there?
Seems like a lot of double standard in this Justice Department of this country. Thank
Would
you.
Hey, Tim, are you still there?
Yeah.
I asked a question on Facebook about this yesterday, and I haven't even had a chance to see what we've had in the way of answers, so I want to test it on you. Would you do what this woman did? Would you go to jail for your faith?
Exactly.
Would you?
Yes.
I would.
That's the problem in this country. Nobody will stand up for their convictions anymore. Our politicians are, all of them are useless. In my opinion, they're absolutely useless. Take a look at the Heritage Foundations one of those groups that has done studies or tracked voting records of most of these politicians. There's only one or two that have 100% conservative voting record, and our politicians here in North Dakota are close to the bottom.
You know, what I find interesting about this woman is, I don't know if you've followed much of the attacks on her from the left, but the favorite...
The right is attacking her, too. This Fiorina woman that's running for president said she should just do her job or get out of the way.
Wow. That makes me
think... That granted this thing is a rogue court.
Yeah, well, without question. That's all right. I haven't heard Carly Fiorina's comments on that. I'd like to, but I was going to say about the attacks from the left. There's a post on my page that Orion Day put up. He said, yeah, same-sex unions destroyed the sanctity of marriage, and has a picture of this woman. And then it goes on to say, my three ex-husbands say they agree with me. Now, number one, what that says from the left is, if you've been divorced, then therefore you can have no opinion on anything ever. Okay? Now, the fact that this woman has been divorced a number of times to me is sad, but you know, it's never too late to say I'm going to do things differently, right? And even if she now recognizes, the sanctity of marriage, that'd be, you know, I would say, look, that's fine. It says, she had three divorces, so therefore she can't no longer have an opinion or ever be. You know, it's a really bad flaw of the left. I mean, they really believe, and I don't know if it's sort of those that say, hey, I want to justify my behavior or why I think that's okay, but they love to pin that back on somebody that's the other way, and I think that's really sad for a number of reasons. But welcome other comments on this. Tim and Edgley, good to hear from you, and I appreciate it very much. Western North Dakota is where we go next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Larry is on the road. What's on your mind?
Lauren Scott, I would just want to urge everybody to get on the phones and light up Heidi Heitkamp's office. I called her earlier today, and basically I got hung up on. They didn't really want to hear anything I had to say. So I just urge everybody to call her, let her know where you stand on this issue. It's pretty important to get this country back. Bye.
Completely concur and understand where you're coming from. I don't. The only thing I would tell you, a phone call to Senator Heitkamp's office. Does that do any good at this point? I mean, other than reminding her, what this is. I guess I don't know. Maybe it does. Do you like a suggestion or not? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another one of our friends from the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion is here. Key Groshong. Did I say that right, Key? Did I get that?
Yes, you did a fine job for being this far north.
I've never met a Key before.
See? You'll remember me.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Groshong.
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 Uh-huh, Groshong. SG doesn't go.
And that would be?
Alsace-Lorraine. Sort of French or German, depends on who had it at the moment.
Is that right?
My family came over here in 1759, so we've been here a while.
Now, you're from Missouri, I understand.
I am from Missouri.
What are you doing in Western Minnesota?
I'm come here for the show. This is the 38th year I have driven 750 miles one way to be here.
Unbelievable. Why do you keep coming back?
Well, because I like the people. I like the show and the equipment and the exhibits. There's so many things here that you can see and do that it's just a very good show, probably one of the best, maybe the best in the United States as far as action. If you want to see things happening, there are things here, and there's a lot of land here, a lot of ground, so there's plenty of room to be spread out and do things. Plowing, the construction area's got a lot of area, and they've got I don't know what they're all running yet, but four steam shovels, probably more than anybody in the United States, operating steam shovels. They've got a train, two trains, a big train, a model train. There's a steam-powered merry-go-round. There's thrashing with the thrashing machines, sawmills. There are two farm mills, one big production mill. And then, of course, this year we're featuring blacksmithing, so we've got blacksmithing going on in, I think, three different locations. And then Fairbanks gas engines, Fairbanks Morris gas engines. So there's always something to do and see here Western Minnesota.
Well, that's awesome.
That's why I come. That's a long-winded answer to your short question.
No, it was pitch perfect, Key, for sure. It is. And if somebody's never been here before, just give me a 30-second mental picture of what this is.
Well, this is a show that tries to give you some idea of how our ancestors had to live when they either came into the prairie. It takes us from the time the people would have come here and homesteaded log cabins on up to probably the 20s when the farming was done with the large gas tractors and the big steam engines, and they were thrashing and sawing the lumber. So it's a good way for young people and older people, too, to really see how the United States was built and developed.
Good to meet you, my man.
Good to be here.
Thank you. Key Groshong.
You got her.
Did I?
Thank you, sir.
I've graduated. I can go to first grade. Thank you, Key. Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, Rolog, Minnesota, where we're at today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful Friday heading into a Labor Day weekend. We're live on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean we're boasting. It doesn't mean we're prideful. That means we're thankful for the greatest radio audience on the planet Earth. You, the fine audience of What's On Your Mind. Thank you for being a part of this program. What's On Your Mind? We are here each and every weekday. And, you know, it's 9 to 11 live Central Time. It's, of course, repeated on K-Fire 550 every evening from 7 to 9. If there's a little football. And we're, of course, on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson later on in the afternoon. But I will tell you this, whenever you're listening to the program, if you hear something that you feel needs comment, we welcome your comments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why we fired up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 is the number that we answer literally morning, noon, or night. Anytime you call, you press 1, you leave a message, and we're going to get it. It goes to all of us. And I listen to every single one of them. We don't get to all of them on the air. We try. But I listen to every single one. And we appreciate that very much. We're brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. Can you imagine the folks that in 1940 started the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion here in Rolog, Minnesota? Would they imagine the 2016 model of the Apache sprayer could ever exist? Oh, my gosh. That is some fine technology. It has the best warranty in the business because they don't break down. I mean, there are service guys who like the Maytag repairmen. I mean, they're just twiddling their thumbs, having a grand old time. By the way, the 2015 models right now, they tell me they have just absolutely slashed the prices on them. There's low interest financing. I mean, really good money out there right now on financing as well. So another way to go. HighPlainsApache.com. Don't forget their ET Ag Center with all the parts you need, too. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works. Stop and see them in Mandan, south of Fargo Frontier 2. High Plains Apache. Let's get back to the phones here. I want to get your take on the news of the day. Anything on your mind is a fair game today, so give me a ring. 800. We had a lot of time today on the program to chat. We are going to talk about the archery opener coming up with Game and Fish at the bottom of the next hour. But in the meantime, just have at it at 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text me, 701-226-8503. And at some point, Todd, we need to talk about that ambush that I endured yesterday on your Keyfire Cafe program.
Whine. Hey, who called who here?
I get a text. I'm driving from...
You really get a whine about this?
I was between Minot and Bismarck on my way back from Tioga, and I got a text, call my show. That's from Todd, right? Right. And I'd been on the phone the whole time. I had no idea what was going on. So I called the show, and all of a sudden, like this supreme, I would say left of center, debater. I mean, this guy's an academic. He debates all the time. He feeds me to the wolves of Clay Jenkinson. Clay Jenkinson is peppering me with questions.
I've got the audio. Play the tape. Not peppering you. Peppering you? Really?
Is my bacon away, or why? I just got a text from you.
It's Clay Jenkinson, Scott. I'm saying that you should be here. We're having this great conversation about Iraq and the Iran deal. What do you think of, I know I missed it, but I was saying that whether you think the Iran deal is a disaster or a good thing, Heidi did her homework and she presented her rational reasons to the people of North Dakota. Do you think that was good?
Yeah, I just don't like who the teachers were in doing their homework. You know, I mean, when it's foreign diplomats that are buddies of John Kerry, and it's a bunch of folks that have a very different worldview than I would argue the vast majority of North Dakotans. That's unfortunate. Homework to me would have been town halls in every corner of North Dakota saying what should we do here?
But
what would you do if you were me? I mean, and North Dakotans didn't get much of a say in this, but John Kerry did, and Barack Obama did, and every foreign diplomat that thinks. Naively, we can kind of sing kumbaya, you know.
Well, see, I agree with you. Okay, he stopped with I agree with you. I heard one question in that minute, and you handled yourself perfectly fine.
Did I do okay?
You did great.
I was great.
I think you guys need to be on together more often.
Happy to do it. I've told Clay that before. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to do a little roadshow with the man. So, see, here's the deal. Here's where he could school me up. I'm out to find the most beautiful place in North Dakota. I believe I've found it. I believe I've found it. And so now everything else would then be, you know, compared to that. And it's the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Theodore, sorry. Don't know him well enough to call him Teddy. Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
You have one of his bears, don't you?
It's the one lookout that you get, 5-6 miles into the loop there. I forget how far. I think it's a 14-mile loop, and it's just about halfway into the loop, as I recall. And it is one place that took my breath away. And so I think that's the best view in North Dakota, but I bet Clay would probably have a few others, and I'm thinking if we could go to a few of them, and he could teach me a few things about that, and I could teach him a few things. I don't know about what. What could I?
I mean, he's very well-spoken, so I'll admit that. Being blindsided into a discussion with him is a little intimidating at first, but
I'm having fun.
You handled yourself fantastically.
Yeah. I just had no idea
why you're worried about that.
Coming. Well, you know, it's Clay, man.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Come on now. Scott Ed and I knew?
So we'll let the audience decide how I did there. And we have other cuts.
I know we
didn't
give away your bacon, by the way, in case you're still wondering about that.
And I sort of turtled, too, because I actually agreed with Clay at one point. Todd has that on tape. So anyway, that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
But he agreed with you, too, so it's not just, this isn't a one-way deal here.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Blaine on the road south of Watford City here. Blaine, you're on the Big Flavor Cloverdale hotline, and my button's not working, so Manny, you're going to have to tell him he's on and put him on, I guess. So, Blaine, are you there? Is your button working, Todd? When I push, like, okay, go on the air, it doesn't work.
And you want to talk to which one?
Blaine. Blaine on the road south of Watford City.
There we go.
Hi, Blaine.
Good morning.
Hello,
good
Blaine.
Morning.
Yeah, I just like to say that, you know, I think that we need to realize that we still are representative government and our calls will and should matter. I think we need to flood up senators and representatives nationwide, not just North Dakota. We all need to do it. We are a representative government, and we need to let them know we are not happy with this.
That makes sense, Blaine. It does. If somebody missed this, an earlier caller said we need to melt the phones of Senator Heitkamp on this Iran issue. And I said, well, I don't know that we do or not, because she's voting how she's voting, so what would it matter at this point? No, it really wouldn't matter. But I guess, and quite honestly, I don't usually say that. I don't. I always say it always matters. It always matters to let them know. And by the way, it makes a real difference. I mean, especially when you're from North Dakota, right? I mean, if Kevin Cramer's getting a million calls to vote, you know, in favor of preserving the Planned Parenthood, you know, funding from everywhere but North Dakota, he's going to ignore it, right? If Heidi Heitkamp is getting calls from Minnesota saying, "Boy, you need to oppose the President Obama on this," she's going to ignore it. But North Dakotans writing, calling, every time it makes a difference. I was just saying on this issue, there'll be no changing her mind. I think it will confirm only what she already knows. And in my mind, Blaine, my opinion, what she knows and what this vote means is she's not running for governor. And because she realizes politically you can't do that, and what she did on Planned Parenthood in supporting that evil and saying our taxpayer dollars ought to go to that evil that she was crazy enough. I'm sorry, I don't say that very often, but she called it research. Watch those videos and you tell me if that's research. That's not research. That's Frankenstein stuff. And it is really downright scary. But anyway, I hear you, and maybe others agree. Have you called, Blaine?
No, I'm about to. But I guess what I'm saying, over and above what you just discussed, is people in other states need to call their own representatives. And if that isn't working, we have other avenues. We can call a congressional convention. I mean, there are ways to do this. People have got to stand up and take your government back. This is a government of the people.
Fair point, my man. Appreciate the call. Thanks. 18 before the top of the hour. Todd, who's next? My computer connection here to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline Super Duper X9000 call screener isn't working. Ray and Mandan. Ray, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. This is a... I got an idea about this Iranian deal, how to make a deal with them. Anyway, first thing I would do is try to deal with them in a sensible way, you know. give them an option. Give them say, hey, do you want three small nuclear weapons? We could send them over there free of charge. And then give them 24 hours to get the military people or people out of the military complex, and if they don't like those three small ones, and then send over three bigger ones, and then see if they like those, you know. I think that would kind of settle everything over there in a heartbeat. And then with this Heidi Heitkamp stuff.
Hey, Ray, before you do that, Ray,
she should be charged as a traitor.
You still there, Ray? Ray? Did Ray go away, man? Well, first of all, on his first point, I was going to say, you know, I was wondering if he'd accept a draft to be, you know, Secretary of State. After we run John Kerry out on a rail, I'm for Ray and Mandan being Secretary of State after he said it better than anybody. But before he got to the part about Senator Heitkamp, what did he say? Impeached? What did she want? What did he want? I was trying
treason.
To stop him. Well, treason. Charged with treason.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call. And call again. 800-228-0550. Where was the laugh, though, Todd? I didn't hear the laugh. I need the laugh.
Scott.
What?
You can't accuse me of kissing up to you and then expect the laugh. I'm over
not
here pouting now.
I'm talking about Ray and Mandan's laugh, not your laugh.
Oh, his... His laugh. Well, you said the laugh. You didn't say whose laugh.
Yeah. And did I? I accused you of sucking up to me. No, I was saying that Clay and I were smoochy smoochy.
Oh, you guys were.
When we were both agreeing with each other.
As
yeah.
close to that as you're ever going to hear.
Enough already. We're going to talk with Ryan Unruh when we come back to the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion. Stay tuned.
Well, I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Here's another longtime satisfied customer of Anderco Steel Buildings.
Alan and Ed at Anderco Steel Buildings were so accommodating and flexible with our building plan. You don't always get to work with people that are so personable and kind, and they follow through with customer service long after the sale.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're live at the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion in Rolog, Minnesota, 218 acres of heaven amid some beautiful rolling hills. Laren Unruh is here, and Laren is an active member here. He's a worker. He's on the safety committee. He's a steam engineer, but he's better known as the main man at the merry-go-round. So how are you, sir?
Very good.
Nice to see you. Thanks for all you do for the Steam Threshers Reunion.
That's always a pleasure and a fun time.
You're looking for customers for that merry-go-round, right?
Yes.
Describe the merry-go-round on the grounds here.
It's an early 1900s merry-go-round. It's actually steam-operated. We do run it with a steam boiler. And the music is written by a gentleman out of Fargo. And if you are lucky and you're here, he may be here writing music over the weekend. So if you can't find us, listen.
Does it take some effort to keep that thing working?
Actually, it's a very easy-running boiler. It's fun. It's a great time. And if you can go home without a song in your head, you weren't listening.
You're a better man than me. That's great. So but this is something the kids would just love, right?
Kids, 8 to 80.
8 to 80. You put them all on the merry-go-round.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And if you're handicapped, we can work with that, too.
All right. So obviously, there's 210 acres here. If folks come, where do they find it? Ask anybody, pretty much, right?
Ask anybody. We're right on the edge of Steamer Hill. I would say we're probably about 100 yards to the west of the clock tower.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem.
You're looking pretty dapper there, by the way. I want to take a photo with you.
We can do that.
Because I've got a fashion disaster going on today, and you'll save me, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Lauren. Good
Thank
to see you. Yeah, you bet. I'm gonna come down and see Lauren a little later and check out that beautiful merry-go-round, and I'll have a little photo down there with you, and we'll tweet it out. Love those tweets. At Scott Hennon, please follow me. 9 before the top of the hour, and Gene in Williston, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah. Great. I'm just a little concerned about the state of affairs of our country. I mean, I never thought in my lifetime that someone would actually go to jail for standing up for their faith in America, especially. You would think that lady would be constitutionally protected because she's exercising her faith, you know, and it says something about us, them not being able to make laws prohibiting us from exercising our faith. So it makes me scratch my head. I don't get that.
Gene, I'm with you. It's a scary time. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Jill in Bismarck.
She took an olive when she took that.
What's on your mind?
They didn't have gay marriage.
Joe? Joe, are you there?
Yeah, listen. Hello.
I can hear you. I just heard some noise in the background. We got you.
A couple things I just want to say about the clerk in Kentucky. You know, she took an oath before gay marriage was legal, and then to marry anyone who came up while she, and then after she took the oath, gay marriage was legal. So I think she has a very good stand on winning this. Winning this case, because they're locking her up because she took an oath to marry anyone. Well, when she took the oath, gay marriage wasn't legal. Another subject I want to bring up is I hear this other radio station with this Joel Heitkamp, and I think that's your state senator's brother. And he always says that he's a Catholic and he's for gay marriage. So I'm thinking Heidi's a Catholic, too. And if she is, she's just like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. And such a deep contrast to this state, how good the people are in the state, what the state is about. Because a lot of people outside the state really look to North Dakota. And to have a state senator like that, in such contrast to what this state is just unbelievable to me. And that's all I have to say.
Joe, all opinions welcome here. What's on your mind is all about that. Appreciate it. All right, folks, more calls when we continue. A whole another hour to go. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. All right, folks, my buddy Art Rosenberg's back on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers in Sunbelt of North Dakota. And we're going to talk about why one would want to use a business broker. So Art, how does the sale of a business entity differ from, a property sale?
Hey, Scott.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you hear my question?
Yes, sir. A business sale isn't, when you're involved with a business sale and a property sale, the difference with property is you put it out, you put a sign out front, you market that location, you tell everybody where it is and what's going on. In a business sale, what we're looking at is we're looking at your financials, your success, your customer base, and several other things that are not for public consumption in most cases. So what we want to try to do is match you up with a buyer that understands and qualified to buy the business from you, and then put you together and get a deal done that's more confidential and in a better process, and so that your bankers and your landlord and your employees
aren't panicking because they think the business is going under and everybody's going to lose their jobs and things are going to start shutting down.
Yeah, it makes good sense. So, in other words, I got a piece of property I want to sell. I want to put a big old giant for sale sign out there. I got a business I want to sell. I don't do that because what happened? You closing or you know, your employees want to find a different job? That makes perfect sense. Not to mention determining what it's worth. And I know you guys do that better than anybody. How do we get a hold of you, my man?
701-347-2727.
Nice and easy to remember. 701-347-2727 all across North Dakota, helping businesses sell. Sunbelt. Give them a call. Thanks, Art. Appreciate it. More coming up,
thanks,
folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.